to this episode of the Kate Bush Radio Show. My name's Angela Dennis, and I'm very happy to be here with you to talk about the songs of my favourite artist, Kate Bush. Every episode has a theme, and tonight's theme is... Oh, and it's night for me. I'm not sure when you're listening, but I'm looking out over a cloudy night sky, and the theme that I'll be talking about tonight is Kate Bush songs inspired by childhood and growing up. Now, Kate had, by all accounts, a very happy childhood in England. Her family and her, they're very close. Two brothers, a happy middle class childhood. And you can tell how close the family is by seeing how closely involved they've been with her career, throughout her career, over the years. One thing about the songs that we're going to play tonight is why they're so close and so important to me. In some ways, they remind me a lot of my childhood. I was actually born in England, and I lived there until I was 9. And then we came to Australia. And I remember that time as a child as being a very happy time. And when we came to Australia, I couldn't do a lot of the things which I loved so much back in England, playing conkers and going into the forest, picking flowers with my neighbours. Things were just different in Australia. So it's as though perhaps on some unconscious, subconscious level, some of these songs by Kate really conjure up feelings from my childhood in England. There's not all that many songs that are written from the perspective of a child. If you think about the songs which are around now, how many songs can you think of that are written honestly from the perspective of a child, and not in a childish way, but in an honest way? I mean, as adults, we often forget what it's actually like to be a child. A child's life isn't trouble-free. Things can be very confusing as they try to comprehend the adult world. They have worries, they have fears. And of course, there are those pressures of growing up, of realizing that they too will be a grown-up one day. And that can be scary. The first song I'm going to play is one that I think beautifully captures some of that feeling of what it's like to be a child and not understanding the adult world, trying to make sense of conflicting messages from adults, and yet at the same time dearly holding on to a belief in magic, a belief in fairy tales. So the song is from Kate's second album, Lionheart, and it's called In Search of Peter Pan. And the story behind this song seems to be of a young boy who has experienced some tragedy in the family, but he's confused. He doesn't know quite what's going on. But he can feel the sadness and the pity of the adults around him. But he has a secret wish, and that is to grow up, become an astronaut, and find Peter Pan. Here is In Search of Peter Pan from Lionheart.
It's been such a long week, so much crying. I no longer see a future.
Running into puddles at the school gate.
As I was listening to that, I was trying to think of any other recent artist who's been able to so eloquently express what it's a feeling of what it's really like to be a child. And the only artist I could think of was Anthony and the Johnsons with that song, For Today I Am a Boy. But apart from that one, I really can't think of any that so believably convey that sense of confusion and the need to hold on to dreams and magic that Kate expresses in that song. Now something about the experience of a child who is becoming aware that they're growing up. I distinctly remember when I started to realize that I was growing up. And I remember it being a scary, somewhat distressing awareness that I wasn't going to be a child for much longer. In the next song, The Fog, from The Sensual World, Kate describes a moment where her father is teaching her how to swim, having a swimming lesson. And he tells her she's all grown up now. She can put her feet down to the bottom. The water is only waist high, so she can swim away and he'll be there if she needs him. Growing up, slip into the fog, the day I learnt to swim. Just put your feet down, child. The water is only waist high. I let go of you gently. Then you can swim to me. And that's a pretty seminal moment for a child, realizing that they can touch the bottom of the pool with their feet. This time, rather than being sung from the perspective of a child, the song is sung by an adult reflecting on childhood. And actually, Kate in this song is drawing a parallel between that moment, the day she learnt to swim, and the qualities of a mature love, not just a parental love, but any love between adults, any real love, which is big enough to allow someone the freedom to be let go, but vast enough so that if they need, they can come back. She seems to be saying something about the real nature of love, not being possessive, but being ever-present. Here is The Fog from The Sensual World.
Thank you.
That last song featured a father figure. Now let's hear a song about a mother's protective love. This is from Kate's 1985 album, Hounds of Love, and it's called Mother Stands for Comfort. I really love that phrase, so I'm going to say it again. Mother stands for comfort. It's so wonderfully put. And this song is about the importance of that unqualified love, which is there even when an adolescent has behaved badly. And I think in this song, Kate really is singing from the point of view of a rebellious adolescent who yearns to break out of the parental bonds, but of course needs to return and receive her mother's love. Now there are some interesting percussive elements in this song which are worth, well, you'll hear. Glass shattering, metal hitting metal. These really all seem to me to convey that feeling of an adolescent trying to break out, but again returning to the mother's protective love. So here he is, Mother Stands for Comfort from the Hounds of Love album. Beats, the percussive elements, that unnerving bass line, and the ah ooh, ah ooh. To me, this is no saccharine song about a mother's love, the kind you'd find on a American Christian TV show or a Mother's Day message. This is more primal. This is an unsentimental statement about the biological, deep-rooted imperative of a mother to love and protect her child, the solid constancy which that provides. And we know from interviews and from countless mentions in Kate's music that her mother, Hannah, was indeed that strong, solid constancy for her. Okay, the next song. The next song has more mixed feelings, let's say, about the parent-child relationship. And it comes from much earlier in Kate's career. It's from the Never Forever album, and it's called All We Ever Look For. So it talks about those aspects of the parent-child relationship which aren't quite so rosy. Children who leave the nest and then want to come back. Parents who try to live vicariously through their children. Kate's being a little bit prescriptive in this song. She's sort of telling us what's what her opinions are on the whole parent-child dynamic. And the song basically starts with her telling us basically what parents want from their children, and then seamlessly moves into kind of a discussion of what Kate thinks we all want from life. So she's sort of drawing a parallel there, and I think in a sense saying that those childhood imperatives stay with us throughout life. It's as though she wants to suggest that as adults, we're all looking for some sort of parental figure to guide us through life. We search for a womb, she says, our own tomb, a god, a great big hug. All of these things seem to harken back to our experiences as children. Listen especially for the last section, where you'll hear footsteps and doors opening and closing. And the first door is opened, and we hear sort of Hare Krishna chanting. And the second is opened, and we hear birds singing. And the third sounds like applause. So that's spirituality, communion with nature, and esteem from our peers. Three things that Kate seems to think we all look for in life. So here is All We Ever Look For from the Never Forever album.
Oh,
that was from Never Forever in 1980, released. And our next song is actually going to jump ahead 9 years to The Sensual World. This song just sneaks in because it's not just about childhood, really. It does talk about the child, but it's about more than that. It's about the push and pull of life, if you like. This idea that we all reach out of curiosity. We have an innate curiosity that makes us want to connect, to learn, to reach out. But that as we do that, we will suffer pain, and that's an inevitable part of life. So the first line is, see how the child reaches out instinctively to feel how fire will feel. Of course, fire will burn, and the child will learn not to reach out to that particular thing. And that's the nature of life. They will reach out again, but they've learnt. See how the man reaches out instinctively to what he cannot have. There's this sense of the need to connect, the innate connectedness of all things in life, the flower turning towards the light. But yet, just as we all need to reach out, we will all experience pain. That's the push and pull of it. Kate's also mentioned this song as being inspired by the transience of things. The fact that life changes on you, maybe when you don't want it to. And, you know, that fits well with the idea of whenever you reach out to something, you do have to be aware that it will change and it may go, but that things won't stay the same. And that's the pull and push of it too. So, just sneaking into this episode on childhood, here is Reaching Out from The Sensual World.
See how the man reaches out.
The comparison between those last two songs is for me quite striking. Okay, there's 9 years in between those two. And I think we see a Kate who has become more deep and more wise, and perhaps professes to know less than she used to, if you like. And I think we're lucky because we're able to perceive that maturity within Kate because we've seen and we get to listen to her songs over the years, to the perhaps some from the perhaps somewhat naive earlier songs where she was so full of ideas that she wanted to share about the world, and then later to songs which are beautifully rich and layered, but where perhaps Kate has started to feel some of the mysteries of life are unfathomable. And most of the songs we've played tonight, Kate has paralleled the childhood experience with that of the adult, either showing how the needs we have as children are mirrored in our adult behaviors, or showing how the unselfish love of a parent can be a model for all adult relationships, non-possessive, always loving and protective. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Kate Bush Radio Show. And I hope you've enjoyed listening to these songs about childhood and growing up. I hope you continue to listen. And once more, if you have any feedback or thoughts, please feel free to comment on my blog, which is www.katebushradioshow.wordpress.com. And if you're someone who hasn't perhaps listened to too many Kate Bush songs before, please think about going out and getting these albums and listening to them, because you'll discover that so much of this richness and meaning unfolds. It opens up on repeated listening. It's not just a one listen. Kate isn't a one listen artist. I look forward to our next episode. And thank you very much for listening to the Kate Bush Radio Show. Goodbye. I give you my